This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Final hour of the show. That means fist pump time on the fan cam, Twitch, and YouTube. I see Aiden getting it with the left hand, Pepe with the right. I'm Sean Treef alongside RJ Choppy and our Cowboys insider, Bobby Bell. Thanks for being a Tolo. That stands for Turn It On, Leave It On. Brett Boone joins us. Man, I wish he could join us after 6-1 victories, but it was a 5-1 Ranger loss, so we'll talk to Booney live from Florida. Are they playing in Florida? Is that where the stadium is with 9,000 people? Steinbrenner Field?
The Rays are, yeah, they play at Steinbrenner Field, Tampa. It's Tampa.
Okay, so Booney will join us at 9:20 on your home for Rangers baseball, but I did want to ask everyone on the Franklin Franco Injury Attorney text line, 877-881-1053, with game one of the Stanley Cup Finals tonight, how interested are you?
The answers on the fan text are pretty universal.
None? Not?
None or little bit. Like, just very little bit.
All right, let me break it down further. Is it A, because your star's angry? B, you are a drive-by hockey fan? Or C, the Rangers are taking on the Rays on this radio station, and I'm kind of joking about C. Is it drive-by playoff run or stars bitter?
469, 0% interest. It's football season for me now. 361, not interested watching Rangers and softball. 469, little bit of interest. I want to see Edmondson get their asses handed to him. 0% from the 972, stars aren't in it. I don't care about it.
Only two things to come out of Canada. Justin Bieber and the Wonder Bra. Keep the cup in the USA. Go Panthers.
I love watching Kevin Hagen's reaction to everything we're reading and saying right now in the other room.
All I care about is keeping the cup out of Canada. Keep the cup in the US. That's a lot of that at the end, too.
214, as much interest as Bobby has in being a man, so zero is what the 214 says. I liked it.
What about you?
Yeah, I've got interest. I don't have, like, it's not one of those things where, like, if I can't, I will. I'm not going to change schedules to see the game, you know.
So give me the Rangers Stanley Cup breakdown for tonight.
Let's percentage. See. Rangers game will start about 40 minutes prior.
I mean, let's just say they were both on the same time.
Both on the same time. I'll watch the hockey game.
Okay.
Yeah. So it gets to 7 o'clock. I'll turn the hockey. Well, like 7:15. I'll turn the hockey on, and then the Rangers will be in the first.
Let me try to repeat the question.
Rain delay. Peyton.
If they were starting at the same time.
Yeah, I'll watch hockey when it's on. Then when we go to the intermission, I'll flip back over to the Rangers.
Okay, so you would pick hockey over the Rangers at least for tonight.
I would pop in on the Stanley Cup during commercial breaks, probably, is what I would do.
Peyton?
I mean, I'm petty Stars fan. No interest, really. I mean, like I'll keep up with it for sure. And then obviously if it gets, you know, game six, game seven, I'll tune in. But, you know, the early games, I don't really care as much because I'm petty. I'm a Stars fan. I'm still upset that they lost.
You really got to... Like, the one thing I'm interested in is, like, I really want to see, like, how Florida plays. I haven't, you know, I've watched them this year, but, you know, now when you get them against Edmonton, how do they play against Edmonton differently than we played against Edmonton? And, you know, do some of the physicality they have, does it kind of show? I mean, they were dominating that series last year in the Stanley Cup final, and Edmonton made a nice little comeback. But you know, like it was pretty clear who the better team was, and I want to see if that's changed at all.
It is also overwhelming on the fan text right now. How many more people are going to be watching softball tonight? I mean, like there are like a dozen people out here saying they're watching softball tonight for Texas.
It's all
Tech.
Local.
Yeah, it's Texas versus Texas Tech.
So, and that's for this. It's game one. It's a 3-game best of three. And it's fun. And the Women College Softball World Series is like, it's phenomenal entertainment. The games are super fast paced. There's a lot of action. It's not just strikeout, walk, home run. I mean, there's action all over the place. So it's a fun brand of the sport.
Has more action than Major League Baseball game.
It's got more action than a Major League Baseball game. You know, college baseball is a lot of fun because college baseball has a similar action to MLB. But man, the one thing the college game does is that is those players are having so much fun. I mean, they are talking trash. It's like a Savannah Bananas game.
Coaches
are talking trash.
Wasn't there a team you said that was having too much fun yesterday? They got disqualified or was that, what level was that on?
That was,
you're like, come on, let kids be kids.
Okay, so there was two plays. One was that there was a softball situation where a girl, like a lot of people on social media were criticizing this girl for, she like kind of jumped over the catcher and then like, you know, smacked the plate with her hand and was like in the catcher's face, like, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's a viral, it's Texas high school softball barking, just talking trash after she got to home.
And I'm trying to think of the other one. It was, we had the wake,
someone disqualified or punished. You made it sound like. I'll go through your email here in a second. 877-881-1053, Franklin Franco Injury Attorney text line. Difficult. This is a complicated answer for me. I like baseball like more consistently than hockey, but just coming off of the Stars, kind of like Mavericks. Like if the Mavericks make it to the West Finals, I'm more interested in all the other NBA games and then the next round to see how the Mavericks would have matched up. I also know that over a three-hour period, like tonight, I'll be more entertained by the hockey game than baseball. I still find baseball boring, especially these Rangers. Sorry, they're Brett boring. Boone, who's coming up in 15 minutes. So, like, my natural reaction is to go more Rangers, so I am glad it's staggered in terms of the time, but I know over a three-hour period, the hockey game would entertain me more, especially coming off this Stars run and seeing how they would match up and what else they need. Because it's like when the Cowboys get eliminated in the playoffs, right? After the rounds go deeper and deeper, the sobering reality always sets in of Cowboys aren't close to these teams. Cowboys get their ass kicked in the conference championship or in the Super Bowl. And I kind of want to line the Stars up against that with a big offseason.
Yeah, it'd be nice. I mean, you know, it'd be nice to align that, and we'll see what happens. But, I mean, look, the Rangers are a much more, like, boring brand of baseball right now. So the hockey is going to be more intense. Like, there's and obviously when you have stakes on the game, it's going to be more intense. What you were talking about was the track star. So this is a California track runner. She ran in the 400, okay? She ran the 400 meter. She wins it. Her name is Clara Adams. She's a sophomore. She wins it. After she crosses the finish line, she grabs a fire extinguisher from her dad and takes her shoes off and does the old, was it Maurice Green, where she puts her shoes out with the fire extinguisher.
And what level is this?
High school.
High school.
Sophomore high school. They DQ her and they ban her from running in the 200 meter.
Dang. What state?
California.
California.
Very bad place.
California, very bad place. So they banned her for this. It's like, let the kids play. The race is over. And here's the thing. She didn't even do it on the track. She went outside the track behind the wall.
No.
And did it.
Are you kidding me?
It's crap, man. It's crap. It let these kids play. That's why college baseball is so fun.
Well, because they were playing. Let them extinguish.
Let them extinguish.
Maybe they're sensitive to fire extinguishers in that state.
Right. Very true. Look. But you know, like the college baseball is so fun. They're the ones that started the home run gear. You put the home run chain on, home run jacket.
Oh, I hate that. College baseball started that. Got it. Good to know.
84% of the United States and all of Canada are rooting for the Oilers to win the Stanley Cup.
Really?
Of the eight states, this is from Bet Online. Of the eight states rooting for the Panthers,
all right.
Alabama, Florida, Georgia, Kentucky, Louisiana, Mississippi, Oklahoma, and of course, Texas.
The South.
So sorry, sounds like America's rooting for Florida. Yes, me.
After taking on the Oilers are getting 42 states in support of them. And if Florida wins the cup this year, I think it was, who's the name of the guy who dresses like a slob on set?
Bissonnette.
Yeah, it was him who brought up this income tax point. If Florida wins the cup this year, it will be the fifth time in 6 years that a team from a state with no state income tax won the cup.
Yeah, now we haven't seen this manifest itself necessarily in the other sports because the money is so much greater.
Yeah.
Like, you know, the whole thing in hockey, and it's been, that's changed a little bit over the last couple of years, but for years, I think Vegas was the first, but when Eichel won it in Vegas, he was like the first $10 million a year player to win the cup. Like, no team that had a $10 million a year player had won. It's like the quarterback that made, you know, over X percentage of the salary cap. They just never won. But the money is so great in these other sports that, like, if you don't sign with Florida or Texas or a team with no income tax, when you have a $450 million contract, like, it's a lot, but it's less painful as opposed to when you're making, like, $4 million a year in the NHL, you know, paying that extra California tax is a lot. So we are seeing it manifest itself in hockey where that state income tax really does matter, and we could get 5 of 6. And it's going to even matter more for Canada because as their dollar fluctuates.
Even more reason to fire Pete DeBoer. Not getting it done with the tax advantage. I'm joking. Unless they do. 877-881-1053. In order to hit us up on the Frank LaFranco Injury Attorney text line here on Sean and RJ, state officials in Indianapolis want an apology from Angel Reese.
They do. This is a senator. Senator Jim Banks is calling on Angel Reese to apologize to Fever fans for saying that they were saying racial slurs in her direction. This is after the WNBA came out earlier this week and said, we have found no evidence that any fans were firing racial epithets at her.
Well said.
Thank you. tough now, word. You know, so the senator wants an apology from Angel Reese.
Yeah.
I don't think it's going to happen.
No.
You know, but listen, better call Chop. I can better call Chop this for her. All right, I could easily do that.
All right, do it.
Yeah, I could be as unpredictable as you want me to be. I could be on either side of this
one. And was this all about Dave Portnoy? Portnoy attended the game, won six figures, loves Caitlin Clark, hates Angel Reese, and he was yelling something, I think, during Angel free throws, like brick. So I think Dave, maybe he was trying to make the story about himself, but Angel, this, again, turns into a war. This turns into race relations. Mm-hmm. This turns into sexist stuff. You had the people who can't stand Angel Reese saying she made it up. WNBA, you're a joke. Portnoy from Barstool Sports absolutely destroyed the league. And now that they couldn't find any evidence. So was she saying it came from the crowd during the game or like social media?
No, she said it was at the game. So she didn't say it wasn't social media. So, but now I don't know if she was saying it was coming from fans.
Yeah.
The bench, you know, whatever, right? So, like, yeah, this is one thing I hate. If this is a made-up thing, I absolutely despise this because it really takes away from real things that are kind of thrown your way.
But we can't say for sure. We can't say that she made it up.
Right. And here's the thing. This is where I'll better call Chop this for her. Just because they found no evidence, if I was Andrew Reese, I could say, that doesn't mean that it wasn't there.
Right.
You just didn't find evidence that it wasn't there.
Yeah. Did they ask her specifically what was said?
I didn't.
How did it happen? Was it behind you on the bench? Was it screamed out from the crowd?
The league, no reporter asked that. The league, I'm sure, asked that. I didn't hear a reporter's question asked that.
All right, there it is. We got to head on out to Florida, where the Texas Rangers are taking on the Rays. what if the talent just isn't good enough? We'll ask Rangers hitting coach and our hump day buddy, Brett Boone, live on the Fan Cam next.
And here's the pitch. Swing and a bouncer to the left of Aranda. He dives, comes up with it, takes it to the bag, and that'll do it. Great play by Jonathan Aranda at first. Looked like that ball might get by him and down the right field line, but playing well off the line, he makes a diving stop and ends this ball game. The Rays take the opener in this series.
Pixie with the call. Game two tonight, 6 o'clock pregame on this radio station. We are your official home of the Texas Rangers. First pitch at 6:30 with the return of Kumar Rocker, and it's Wednesday at 9:20. That means the return of Rangers hitting coach, our buddy Brett Boone, joining us live from Florida here on 105.3 The Fan with Sean and RJ. Good morning, man. How are you?
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
I'd like you to grab me after a win. It seems like the last few weeks it's after a loss, you know, negativity. But yeah, I'm doing good.
How much advice and what type of advice are you getting from Ranger fans when you're able to check Twitter?
You know, Twitter, it's funny because Twitter's kind of the old, you know, when you get in the car, go home, back in the day all we had was talk radio, and it's the call-in shows after the game, and you know, your family members would listen, and they'd go crazy and they'd yell at the radio, and I'd look at them and I'd say, listen, that's fantasy land. I said, this is people blowing off steam. You can't put, if you listen to that every night, you're going to go crazy. So you know, you get the wide range, the nice tweets where, hey, hang in there, we know with this team's gonna be good, and then you get the naysayers. You stink, Rangers stink, everybody stinks. So, yeah, I don't put too much stock into it.
Brett, talk to us about Adolis Garcia. Obviously, the news, right? Mm-hmm. Take a little bit of time. Let's work on some mechanical things. You know, mm-hmm. Adolis, we've talked to you for a couple years now. You know what Adolis has meant to DFW. Brett. How does the conversation go, and what are you trying to work on as much as you can talk to us about?
Well, you know, Dolly, he's a good guy, and obviously I'm just getting a chance to know him and know his personality, and I've talked to him quite a bit, and I've just shared with him some of my journeys through Major League Baseball and the ups and the downs, and he can relate to me a little bit. I tease him. I said, "You've been putting time out for a few days." I said, "Dolly, I got put in time out once and you shouldn't be happy about it. You should be pissed." But sometimes, you know, you sit there and you need a mental break. It's kind of a reboot and a time to just kind of reflect, get back to the basics. What made him, him? Nobody's questioning, and especially not myself. 2 years ago, I told him when I first met him, I said, "Dolly, man, I watched you in the 23 postseason, and you were like Superman. We got to get that cape back." And it's a lot of that, but it's some minor tweaks that he needs to do. You know, it's not like I'm working with a young man that's in low A ball and hasn't had any credentials to fall back on. This guy's, he's been a major player and had some big time years and been on a big stage and performed. So it's just a matter of tweaking a little bit, getting his head right. He's got to make a few adjustments that he knows about mechanically, but nothing major that anybody's going to see to the naked eye. Like, "Oh yeah, I see a huge change." You know, you're not going to go from a completely closed stance to an open stance, just as a reference. But he's been making some adjustments along the way. He's had a good attitude about it. And I think he's going to be in the lineup tonight for the first time in probably a week. Got that big pinch hit last night. That was big when you haven't been on the field and all of a sudden you just get called upon late in the game, and to hit a bullet to right field, even though it was a negative evening, I found a positive in that. And I was really happy for him that he could come out that way. Almost got two hits, you know, that play you mentioned at the top to finish the game, that could have easily been a double down the right field line. So we're just working here and continue to work and hopefully we can get back to him being the Adolis Garcia that he's been for this Texas Rangers. Cause for us to make a run, it would really be nice having him in the middle of it. He could be a huge part of it. And so far so good. He's had a great attitude about it. And hopefully he gets in there tonight and starts turning his season around a little bit.
How do you get a player to stop chasing? Like, can you improve their eye? You know,
That's a misnomer. You know, people chase because you're not getting your body into hitting position. When all of us don't get into hitting position, we don't see what's coming. Everything speeds up. You'll notice the guys that are hot. It seems like when they take a pitch, it's almost like they're in a rocking chair, like in their brain says, "I didn't even think about offering at that pitch." And then guys that are struggling, they're usually jumpy. They're chasing because you're not getting your foot down, which means your body's not in position to see, read the spin, and you're chasing everything. I've been in both. You know, it makes 95 look like 105. And when you're in great hitting position, 95 looks like 85, if that makes sense. That's the most layman I can explain it. But that's all it is when you don't get your body in hitting position, you chase because you can't see the spin. And it's as simple as that. It has nothing to do with his eyes, his eyesight. It's not whether you're 20/20 or 20/15. It's about getting your body in hitting position on a consistent basis.
Talking with Rangers hitting coach Brett Boone here on Sean and RJ on 105 Through the Fan. Okay, Brett, so you mentioned you were talking about your work with Adolis, and you had said, you know, you're dealing with a veteran hitter here. You recently just got back Evan Carter. You only had him for a short time, I know, before he had hit the injured list. He's somebody who came onto the scene really big and has had his own struggles along the way. What have your impressions been of him and some of the way that he's approaching things?
Bright future. You know, I just had a talk with Evan yesterday. He just got back. He did a rehab assignment in the minor leagues. And I said, "How'd it go, kid?" And he said, "Booney, I really felt good. You know, I'm seeing the ball. I was seeing the ball really good. I had some really good at-bats." And I said, "Good, let's go." And we talked a little bit about, I remember watching Evan Carter in that 23 run. And I remember being in awe of his age. And I would think back to when I was 20 year old, 20 years old, what was I doing? I was going to a regional in college, and this guy's playing in the World Series. You know, that's a different level. There's not too many guys, and the poise he showed down the stretch, the plate discipline at that age, people don't understand how ridiculously unique that is. I was telling him yesterday, I said, I remember watching you as a 20-year-old thinking, wow, there's not too many guys that can handle this the way you handled it. I said, one guy that comes to mind for me, and I remember when I was a young player, is when Chipper Jones came on the scene and they put him right in the middle of that Atlanta Braves lineup. And I said, who is this guy? And the next thing you know, he's Chipper Jones. And it's a special, special player that has the ability at that age to come in on that big of a stage and show that. Because the biggest thing for us learning, getting to the big leagues, is that plate discipline. We're usually there and we got adrenaline and our emotions take over. And usually you're chasing as a young player. That's what you do. But to see the guys that come in control the strike zone from the get-go is impressive. But that's what I told him yesterday. I said, you know, and when you do stuff like that, people like me and the media that are watching you, we put high expectations on those guys, sometimes unfairly. And I think he's been the product of that little, the high expectations, not quite living up to being that super or to that World Series hero right away. And now all of a sudden, you know, you're looking at, he's still 22 years old. He's still learning, you know, he's still the same age of Osuna who came up recently, has had nothing but really good at bats for us. So, it's going to be interesting. I'm excited to get these guys back on the field. That's the thing for us. We got to stay healthy. We've got the players, got the personnel to make a good run at this and win this division without a doubt. Easier said than done. You know, talk is cheap. We got to go out and do it, but we definitely have the personnel to do it.
Brett, what's the spirit of the room? Because in covering football, right, it's like, all right, your defense is holding them to 10 points and your offense can't give you 13. We all know the starting number. So how difficult is it? It's got to be tough for guys not to press while listening to some different new advice. I know you said you're not reinventing the wheel, but are guys pressing? Are guys frustrated? What's the spirit of the clubhouse?
I think so. And, you know, I've been in the 3.5 weeks I've been here, I've been kind of through a world of emotions. You know, early on, we won 6 straight and it was great. All of a sudden, we lost 6 in a row. And it was bleak in that clubhouse. I think coming off the series with St. Louis, St. Louis was a hot team. They're a good team. And to have those two games where we scored 19 runs, I know there was the flop in the middle where we got shut out, but the room turned a little bit because it was kind of, you know, we were winning games and when we won 6 straight, we're winning, but we weren't blowing anybody out. But 2 out of 3 games, we kind of made into laughers and it kind of shifted a little bit. Yeah. Yesterday you come out and wow, how do we score 19 runs in 2 games and all of a sudden have a game like yesterday? Well, that's baseball. But I see a little bit of a shift. I see guys coming around. I see guys getting healthy. So it hasn't been doom and gloom. It definitely hasn't been a party, you know, when you're going back and forth, you know. But it hasn't been doom and gloom. It's I can feel it. It's just on the horizon that this team's gonna kind of catch their stride and get it going. There's too much talent. I look up and down this lineup. And now with our big guy, Corey, being back and feeling healthy, which is most important, you know, he's kind of in spring training mode and his first 4 games haven't been Corey Seager-esque, but I know sooner than later, we're going to get Corey Seager back. That is an MVP annual, year in and year out, he's going to be an MVP type guy if he stays healthy. Some positive signs I see is Marcus Semien is really coming along. He's turned the page and really starting to find his stroke. And that's exciting for me because when I got here, he was really struggling and we're very similar. We have very similar numbers. We played the same position, same type of career. And to watch him, you know, at age 34 struggling and, you know, the media is going to creep in. Well, is he getting too old? Well, I've watched Marcus. I know when you get old, because I went to spring training my 35-year-old year and all of a sudden I thought, wow, I don't feel the same. But I'm watching Marcus on the daily, and even when he was scuffling, it's not a speed thing. His body's still a young 34, so that had nothing to do with it. It was more mechanical, and now all of a sudden Marcus is starting to feel good. He simplified things. Little positive things like that, you know, make me think this thing eventually is going to get in the right direction. We got 4 months to play, and let's just keep going.
Because that's the thing we're doing now, right, in talk radio, and we'd be doing it with you in the pod. We're firing up trade machines because there had to be.
Of course, you got to.
How do we know that the talent is actually there versus reality after the amount of games that have been played? And it's like, okay, like, come on now.
Now, I, if we're in August, I'd say, okay, I can see your point. You know, we're at the beginning of June, so we've got 4 months to play. And I look at our division on any given day, we're three or four out of the division.
Yeah.
If you were 15 out and going, oh, okay, now, now I'm looking at it. Well, we're a couple series away from being right there. So this is far from panic position, you know, from my concern. And as far as the talent, oh, I know the talent's there, 100% the talent's there. Whether the talent rises to the level it needs to win this division and go to the postseason is kind of up to the players. You know, players win games, players lose games. I just, if I can, you know, I'll tell you what, if we go to the postseason and go deep in the postseason, I'll take the burden when we lose every game if you give me a tiny bit of credit when we win.
I thought you were going to take us out. I thought that offer was coming right there. Last one, Chop.
Real quick, have you noticed, when Seager's back in the lineup, have you noticed the guys in front of him getting more fastballs to hit just so they don't have to necessarily go after Seager?
You know, it's funny. That's kind of a misnomer. At the big league level, because these guys could throw a strike with any pitch anytime. I remember when I first came to the big leagues and I hit second at the very beginning in front of Ken Griffey. And that was the question every day is, oh, is it going to be great to hit in front of Junior and you're going to get a lot of fastball? I'll tell you what, I got more breaking balls in my first month of my big league tenure than I've ever seen in my life. And it made kind of sense. I talked to some veteran guys, especially veteran pitchers. And they tell me, they said, Booney, you know, when you're a young player and you're coming to the big leagues, us veteran pitchers, we know one thing. We know you could hit a fastball. So you're going to have to prove to us you can handle the off-speed. And that's why you're getting, at the time, that's why you're getting peppered with off-speed pitches. So it's kind of a misnomer when you say, oh, he's going to get a lot of fastballs. Now, in big situations, if a situation is starting to unfold in an inning, and you've got Seager on deck, and man, we kind of have to go after the guy in front of him because we got Seager next. Yeah, that's a little bit of an advantage, which means you're probably going to get more pitches in the strike zone, but not necessarily fastballs, if that makes sense.
Great stuff as always. Thank you, brother. Hang in there. We'll be watching again.
Let's do it. Let's get a win tonight. All right. Thanks, guys.
Rangers hitting coach Brett Boone every single hump day at 9:20 on DFW Sports Station. Let's crosstalk with KNC next. Let's crosstalk with the KNC masterpiece here on 105.3 The Fam with Sean Treif, RJ Choppy, and Bobby Bell.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible.
Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Vanderbilt, let's go, baby!
This is not Vanderbilt. This is my high school team, the Vikings.
But you can see how I would think it's Vanderbilt, right?
I can same colors.
It looks like if Vandy and South Florida logos had a baby.
Did you get that when you went to the Hall of Fame?
He didn't go.
But he was in, so I'm wondering if they sent him a package.
That's a good memory. I did not go. I did a little video speech for them. But Alabama's already running their mouth that they're going to smash Vanderbilt like a bug in the rematch in football.
Yeah, it feels like a bad play from Ryan Williams to just say, like, oh, Vandy, we're going to smash them like a bug with a sledgehammer. It's like, boy, we are so far removed from the Saban days where Quinnen Williams literally, like, choked on his words when he started sounding like he might be talking trash about Kyler Murray.
Yeah.
It's just a different era. Now they're talking trash about, like, a historical bottom feeder in the spring.
First of all, you never talk about Vandy. You don't need to talk about Vandy. But second of all, a sledgehammer is a really bad weapon to use against a bug, I think.
You miss. You're going to look like a moron.
It's just, it's not, it's heavier. You know, you're probably not as accurate or fast with it.
Who has a sledgehammer?
Use your shoe,
Triple A. I've got a mallet. I don't have a sledgehammer.
For croquet?
No, I got a rubber mallet.
And because of Vanderbilt, I'm going to be attending my first ever Longhorn football game.
Oh.
You didn't want to pick a game you'd win again? You should have done that. Well, I told you last year, pick the Bama game. You'll actually get to see a win. Sure enough.
Is that the one
or a college football
game player you're going to go to this year? Is that the one?
Probably.
There you go, back to Nashville.
I would like to go to Nashville, but yeah. I have a one-year-old.
If you beat Texas, don't go costing them $500,000, though, by storming the field.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Did they change that now?
Sankey is such a loser, dude. Greg Sankey has now, like, instead of the incremental $100,000, $250,000, $500,000 for storming the field, he's now cut that. He's like, no, we're going straight to $500,000 every single time teams or fans storm the field or the court.
We haven't even had any, like, incidents. We had the one Duke player who magically recovered, Kevin. But we haven't even had any crazy bad incidents, really, as a result of this. It's great. Now, it happens too often.
Yes.
Yeah.
In terms of some of the seed.
If you're the favorite, you don't get to
storm. I think you should be fined based on whether or not it was ridiculous that you stormed.
Yeah. I'm in on that.
Yes.
Is the fine, though, not waived? Not, I should say waived, but isn't it only if you storm while the other team is still on the field?
Ooh, I don't know.
No, I don't think so.
I thought there was
not
something
the way,
like,
not the way Sankey was describing it.
Because that's how it used to. They used to have some rule like that where if you storm while the other team was still on the field, you were getting fined. If you waited, because like Clemson, they go on the field every game.
You think that's scary for a player, though?
Yeah, they get trampled. I mean, you get trampled. Yeah. There's a million kids going to. Because, you know, what are they going to do about Clemson? Like, Clemson literally storms the field every game.
I guess it's not storming the field, though, like when they're shaking hands and they're slowly getting off the field. Like, that's not storming the field then. There are people on the Cowboys field after every game, win or lose, like throwing the football around.
That's, I got what you're saying.
So, like, you wait 5 minutes and go, okay, now that's not storming the field.
Right.
Corey, what's coming up?
Guys, today at 11 o'clock, our friend Robert Horry will join the show to talk about the NBA Finals and some more Mavericks stuff as we get into that. And then Bruce Bochy joins us at 12:30.
Were you worried that the New York Knicks, or are you worried that the Knicks are coming after your guest yesterday, Jason Kidd?
Yes.
I'd just be worried because...
And how worried
I didn't
would...
ask about it then yesterday. Then I'd be like, son of a...
Why did not think about... Well, Thibodeau hadn't been fired yet. So he wouldn't, yeah, even, that's you wouldn't true. Even thought
that
about
that. That
would
have been irresponsible.
Yeah.
Okay. Now I feel better.
Do the Knicks... Should they already know their replacement?
I think that if you're going to fire a head coach that's been the most successful one in almost 30 years, you should probably know who you're getting after.
Yeah, evidently Udoka and Kidd are two targets. So
Udoka, man.
There's a lot of other ones out there, too. Yeah, Udoka's good.
The Knicks should know. Not everybody should know. In some instances, you should just say, we got to cut bait, like regardless of what this is. But the Knicks should know if you're going to fire somebody like Thibodeau.
Yeah. Do you think that they had viewed this as this was his last stand? Because he has like a certain window with teams because of the way he runs with them.
A window to not win the championship?
But they beat Boston.
Sure. Consistent.
And no one can bring up the Tatum injury. Like, they were in control of the series.
Yeah, I agree.
They're probably going to beat Boston. To me, that's kind of the instant pass.
The only thing I wonder about is if there were players... that came to management is like, I can't do this anymore. And you can argue that's soft. I'm not here to argue against
it. No, I'm not arguing it. I just would have thought that the big player problem would have been Brunson's minutes sometimes to cover him up defensively. But it seemed like Brunson afterwards, remember he like went at that report, like, don't ask me a stupid question about whether Thibodeau's the right guy. So outside of that, I got Brunson's sign off. I played with his minutes in some crucial times the most. Who cares? Like, who else am I caring about, and how many other players complain?
Should your answer for Thibodeau and Pete DeBoer be the same?
So I think
Pete DeBoer's done more.
See, and I think Thibodeau has
Pete DeBoer's got more of an argument that he has plateaued, though. And Pete DeBoer's got more of an argument that he directly threw somebody under the bus than Thibodeau even
I think
does.
They're That's a little fair. Different because I think Thibodeau has a finite window. I think DeBoer has a finite success rate. Like, this is what you've seen. This is where
Thibodeau and Jimmy Johnson. Jimmy Johnson always says, I wore on people.
Yeah.
And I wore them down my coaching style. DeBoer just only can get you. Like, his strategy can only get you that far.
DeBoer seems like he's wearing on his goaltender, though.
He wears on the goaltender. And the rest of the
like
team.
Like you said, he's got a history.
He doesn't. But, I mean, look, he has gone to a couple of cup finals. He hasn't won them, but he's gone. So, I don't know.
You know, since then, he's lost six straight conference finals.
Look, I think it's equally as impressive to even get to six straight conference finals.
Can we throw
that's true,
right? You know what I mean?
No, and can we factor in the sport in this by saying hockey's a bigger wild card than the NBA playoffs? So do you give Pete a little bit more of a pass because of hockey? And you know what I mean?
And I know that is the case in terms of like the President's Trophy team always loses. But take a look at it. This is the third straight year the Florida Panthers are in the finals. This is the second straight year they're going to play the exact same Stanley Cup final. Like, is it as much of a wild card? The Stars have made it to the Western Conference Finals three straight years. It feels like the hierarchy is kind of played out the way.
The thing with Florida is, like, you know, Florida before...
Weak-ass Eastern Conference.
You know, prior to these three straight years... They won the President's Trophy.
Yeah, and then they got bounced.
And they got
people
bounced.
Had question about their coach. That is fair.
And
that is fair.
If I'm wrong, they did move on from their coach after that.
But the coach they have now also had the DeBoer kind
Paul
of reputation
Maurice.
On
yeah.
him of like, yeah, he'll get you there.
And
but
he was someone that there was discussions about right here. And you know, Florida made some moves to from their front office to kind of get a little bit tougher. And that's. That's where we need. That's where to me. That's where we need to go.
The Knicks have continued to improve, like throughout Thibodeau's time. Like they keep going up.
That's fair.
DeBoer like has kind of like jumped here, and then he's just been there.
Yeah.
So just as an aside, a conversation that it didn't annoy me yesterday, but some of the responses I was like, "What a magical world that is!" Because we were having the conversation, about salary cap stuff and Robertson and other things, and people are like, "No, you just need to get tougher defensively," and I'm like. Okay, you don't have any money. You have free agents you need to bring back, and you don't want to trade anybody. How do you think that's going to work?
That's
like you have to sacrifice something if you're going to build up somewhere else.
Is that when you told Corey, I'm always surprised at how a question makes so many people angry?
Yeah.
Yes.
And you stunned me with Robo's age. I couldn't believe it.
Right?
Yeah.
25?
Yeah, because it feels
he's
like
he's 2 years older than Thomas Harley. It feels like they're a generation apart.
Well, like, if you're going to trade Robo, you're going to trade him with the goal of getting, like, somebody who's tougher. That's why I was thinking, like,
agreed.
You know, let's package him to try to get Brady Tkachuk from Ottawa.
That suggestion did come
up. Absolutely accept it.
You know, now, look, I mean, if you want to say Robo and you want to throw Wyatt Johnson in there instead, you're going to have to package it with something. Because you're not going to get him for those guys straight up.
Right.
I would be curious about the tradability of Wyatt Johnson right now just because he already got paid. You know, like, people would want him. You could trade him. I'm just curious what that value is on the open
I have
market.
No idea. Like, you know, and obviously, I think Brady's making just over $8 million.
Yeah.
And Robo's at the mid-7, so I mean, you can make those work.
Yeah. Corey,
but you're going to have to do that.
How are you going to divide up tonight with Rangers and hockey, or are you too burned to watch?
I think it'll be Rangers on the laptop and then hockey on the big TV because I'm with Chop. I do want to see how they're beating them. How do they beat Edmonton? What do we need to be better at? But I also want to see Florida whoop Edmonton's ass. I really am. I'm that petty right now where I just want to see them get their asses whooped.
And your screen time divide?
I kind of feel like it'll depend on the first few innings. If the Rangers have no runs and no hits or one hit, I'll be like, all right, hockey it is.
Way more interested in Rocker than hockey, though. And I'm more interested to see how Rocker looks tonight.
What if he's not in the game anymore?
Then, I mean, that'll give me an answer right there as to how the game's going.
True.
All right, we're back tomorrow with another Rangers Royals ticket giveaway, neighborhood watch, preview of NBA Finals Game 1, recap of Stanley Cup Finals Game 1. It's the KNC Masterpiece next on The Fan.
This podcast is brought to you by Mintz Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Mintz Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MINTZ-TEA today or visit MintzTeaClinic.com. That's MintzTeaClinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.